Hey folks, it's Dana here. Make sure you go out and pick up a copy of my latest book, Grace Canceled, available at booksellers everywhere. You can also visit danaradio.com or danalash.com and make your purchase there. If you haven't tried Superbeet Soft Chews, you are missing out. Superbeet Soft Chews are a delicious snack you can take on the go and support your heart health. Superbeet Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Superbeet Soft Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy, the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just 2 delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Superbeets Chews. Get your Superbeets Chews today at danasbeets.com, and when you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in the 3rd for free. That's danasbeets.com to get a free bag of Superbeets Soft Chews when you purchase 2. danasbeets.com.
And people, I'm sure many of you saw the recent report out of the UK about them adjusting completely their needs. This is really quite important. If you remember, that was the report that said there would be 500,000 deaths in the UK and 2.2 million deaths in the United States. They've adjusted that number in the UK to 20,000. So half a million to 20,000. We're looking into this in great detail to understand that adjustment.
That is Dr. Bricks.
No.
Burks.
Thank you.
I can't help it. I want to say Bricks. I don't know why she looks like a Bricks to me. It also looks like her name should be Denise. It's Friday. I don't know, guys. I've been like, I have cabin fever and I think I'm seeing things. Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash. Yay. I'm wearing new headphones today. And if you watch the live stream, which is broadcast all 3 hours, the live stream does on YouTube, Facebook, Official Dana Lash on Facebook, my name also on YouTube, and channel 248 on Pluto TV. Don't just ignore all of the channels that are not 248 because they suck. I don't care if they get mad. It's just true. But she does look like a Denise to me. Yeah. Bricks. Burks. I know. See, I can't. I'm turning into my mother. All right. So we have, it's Friday. We're going to be doing some things a little bit differently today because it's quarantine Friday. Quarantine Fridays are different, guys. I know you need to have a heads up about this. Quarantine Fridays are different because quarantine Fridays operate on the assumption that it is 5 o'clock right here now. That's what it operates on. And we're going to be doing some stuff with my good friend John Rich's Redneck Riviera here coming up as well. I know it's all to support Folds of Honor, which is sweet. Super sweet. It's all for a good cause. Don't be like wagging your finger at me. It's all for a good cause. And we're all stuck in quarantine. So, the latest. There is a slap fight a-happening with the bill. I'm just going to call it the bill now because we all know what it is. Ain't nothing else happening right now. It's the bill. It is. It's the slap fight that's gearing up right now in D.C. because the, I like Thomas Massie from Kentucky. I like him. He's a representative. He's a Tea Party guy. I like him. He's more libertarian than Republican, but he's a conservative. He gets it, right? And I understand his criticisms of this bill. I get it. Look, I'm not going to sit here and act like this bill's perfect. I'm not going to blow smoke up anyone's butt. However, when you got to get something done quickly, what are you going to do? That's the thing. I have so many people, well, not so many, about the, some of the emails I get, it's half, I totally understand. I hate this bill too with the burning passion of 1,000 suns, but I understand why this needs to be done. And then also, isn't there a way that we could have maybe paid for it before we... I'm with you, but at the same time, we got to get it done because the economy is going to get rocked either way you look at it. So let's just operate from that fact. The economy is going to get a punch in the throat. It's already happening. Any way that you look at it, it's going to get punched in the throat and then kicked in the jimmies. That's what's going to happen right now. I'm trying to make this to where you get it. It's not going to be if we don't pass this. Even passing this bill is not going to stop the kick in the jimmies. Mm-mm. it's just going to lessen the severity of the sting so that you don't die. I mean, financially. So this is what I'm getting at. Does that, it's Friday. You know, look, half of you are probably still, you know, you're still in your pajamas. You don't even know what day it is. It's just like, it's like that time between Christmas and New Year's where you think that you should eat lunch, but it also could be dinner time. You don't know. You know what I'm talking about? That weird place that you're all, we're all in that together. Anyway, no one's saying that this bill is great. No one is celebrating the awesomeness of this bill. No one's going to build statues to this bill. No one's, it's, everything sucks. There is nothing good about any of the situation that we are in. The only thing that we can do right now is we got to save our economy. Look, I'm like two steps above anarchy. You can look at this as a national security situation, and I think that if you look at it through that perspective, maybe it eases your mind a little bit more. But you're, why are you doing that?
What?
You're petting your mustache.
What was my chin?
What are you, why are you doing that for?
Look, Trump,
that means you have, you're thinking of something.
Exactly, and it goes to what you're saying, but yeah. Trump has actually pointed to some things that can relieve the minds of those like Thomas Massie.
Right.
In press conferences, for example, most of this is in the form of loans, which will be coming back to the country.
Right.
I actually have that audio too, but I think that it's a little bit misplaced to have this stern of a look on this kind of spending from a government that forced people to do what they had to
do. Yeah, I mean, and that's the way that I look at it, because I'm already antagonistic towards government. Just because I think that's what you're, I mean, that is what people are supposed to be. We're supposed to be best friends with government. And look, I am, there are some of you who are like, I don't know, I'm pretty limited government. I guarantee you I'm more limited government than you are. I guarantee to you. I mean, there's times when I'll say things and my husband looks at me like, no, Dana, no. And I'm like, yes, it works. Look, he's like, no. Mm-mm. But what I'm telling you is that I think if you look at it from the perspective of this is the government that this is why I keep coming back to this. It's kind of a weird analogy, but it sort of makes sense, or the comparison. It's sort of like eminent domain. The government has shut everything down in the interest of not just, well, I mean, really national security. It's a pandemic. And what, and that's a separate conversation as to how far some people can shut things down, because I think some of these people out here have gone way past their constitutional authority. However, that being said, when the government forces you to do something, this is the government taking control and taking away your ability to earn money. That's a seizure. You need, you, that was something that was taken from you. However, to sit here and give us our own money back, like, oh, well, here's your money back. No. I didn't know how this works. I get it. That's the how I disagree with it. It's because I'm like, don't act like this is a bailout. This is our money that we paid into the system. So we're going to talk about this as we watch it go forward, because Massey's saying that he wants to force a voice vote for the CARES Act. That's what they're calling it. That's the big, that's stimulus, the CARES Act. He's wanting to call a voice vote, meaning everybody would need to be there, as opposed to doing just, having them just simply indicate which way they're voting. So this is how this is all breaking down. We're going to get into the nitty gritty of this as well. But the president went at him on the Twitters. POTUS ain't happy. Now, and I understand, well, because POTUS is looking at this as, I got to stop the economy from shutting down while also making it hurt as little as possible for people. I do not envy his position at all. I bet all these fools, I bet Joe Biden right now is like, thank heavens that I am not the president right now. I bet that's why he's not even doing very many live streams. And I think it's just because he didn't know what the hell to do with this. You literally have to be and have had to have some kind of a business background, I think, to have been to handle this right now. I really believe that. There is no way in hell that someone who has no idea how business works could handle this. I have never believed something politically 1,000%, and I do this. So he's mad. And so because now Pelosi and Hoyer, they had to call the House back into session. You have to have 216 members to establish a quorum. And it's down because they have like a couple of vacancies. And so you had to have a lot of politicians that travel through airports to come back. So that's kind of, it's expensive and it's risky, and there were a lot of other of his colleagues that were blasting him about how expensive that is. They're like, you realize you're sitting here talking about fiscal responsibility, and you just made all these people fly back. Okay, so I'll keep you updated on all of that, and we'll see. But I think he might dig his heels in because he can. I don't know what that looks like for his district. Trump's super popular in Kentucky. They're pretty loyal, though. Kentucky folks like to leave the dance with the fellow that brought them. So I don't know how this is. We'll see how this unfolds. But and I can't even believe it that they even got John Kerry agreed with Trump at this point. So we're going to get into all of that as well. Also, some of the latest, the United States right now has the largest number out of the other countries. Not China, though. I mean, China was, that's where the outbreak began. They had like 11,000 frillion, bajillion, kerprillion people that were killed because of this virus. But out of all the other countries, the United States, and I don't trust China's numbers, so hell no, I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, no, China's numbers are less. China's lied six ways to Sunday. You don't think that the place where this thing broke out, where they were arresting people, trying to warn the public, of course they're going to have higher numbers. But the United States, obviously, I can't believe the number of people who are out there comparing the United States' fatality rate as a result of this pandemic to countries like Italy. You know, because the United States and Italy are just completely the same in terms of population. Of course the United States is going to have more. We have a frillion more people than they do. For what in the world?
By the way, this is cases. So what it means is, really, is that the United States has been testing more than any other country.
Can I pause? Full stop.
Yeah.
However that works. How many times did Trump get blasted because he said that we've been testing more? Guess what I heard 2 days in a row, everybody?
Yep.
Every morning, at some point later in the morning, Andy Cuomo comes on. And I thought, actually, that man, I was watching him today, that man's running for president 2024. If ever there was a man running for president 2024, it is him. Because he was like giving a rah-rah coach speech. Like, this is the, you know, final quarter or whatever, and I'm trying to talk football, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So let's go to something different. It's like the final inning, you know, and the coach is giving him a rah-rah in the dugout. It's so much better. He gave that kind of a speech today. So shut up. So anyway, he had said yesterday and today that we're testing more than anybody else. We've tested more than any other country. How come they're not going after Andy Cuomo for saying this? But oh my gosh, Trump says the same damn thing, and it is fake news. He's lying. Trump's a liar. Look at him lie again. Lies, lies. But Cuomo just said it today. I watched it with my own eyes, heard it with my own eardrums. And then he said it yesterday, which I also, again, watched with my own eyes and heard with my own eardrums.
Yep.
Interesting. Very interesting. So there's a lot of narrative being spun around that. They're trying to say, look how bad. And then China's all gleeful. They're all excited about it. Look, the United States is worse than these other countries that we gave this pandemic to. So we'll get into some of the, I have a couple of different stories on media malpractice for you. Then here's a very interesting story. So SEIU apparently found 39 million N95 masks. Did y'all hear about this? Yeah, just they happened to find them. I read that they were expired. I don't understand what a mask can expire. Like mayonnaise can expire, right? Hummus can expire.
That's true.
Jelly can expire. But a mask? Can a mask expire? I've never heard of anything like this before. I know more about football than I know more about this situation right here in terms of masks and expiration. But what's funny... Not funny, but I'm scratching my head over this. So the federal government had no idea that these masks were sitting around. SEIU did, and now they're going, hey, you can have them for $5 a pop. You can have these masks, $5 a piece per mask, $5 per mask. And they're like 90 cents.
Price gouge.
So we're gonna have a convo. We're going to have a, because that, I mean, I don't know. I'm reading what's being reported. New York Post also wrote about this. New York Times discussed this as well. And the New York Times, well, there was a couple stories about the New York Times in this. New York Post had this story, though. And then BuzzFeed also reported on this. And they were like, they asked them, why do you got this big old stockpile of masks for? And that's when they said, well, okay, that they told BuzzFeed and New York Times it'll be $5. Like, what? So we're going to, that's when what's being reported. I will, we're going to talk more about that coming up as well. We're also going to be opening up phone lines later on in this hour. Later on in this hour, we're going to get some stuff to you. Thanks to Acre Gold for sponsoring this episode. Given a lot of uncertainty with the markets lately, I wanted to make you aware of something really timely. Introducing Acre, the new subscription platform for gold. Acre lets you make small monthly payments and then sends gold straight to your doorstep every few months. Don't break the bank. Start buying gold for just $50 per month and watch your gold grow. Acre will keep you updated on your gold stash as you make progress. Once your gold stash reaches the price of a 2.5 gram Acre gold bar, they will discreetly ship you your gold. Easy, safe, secure. For more information, visit getacregold.com/Dana or by clicking the link in our show notes and start your Acre Gold subscription today. Make sure you visit my URL because Acre is giving away a gold bar for the month of March. To win, listeners can tweet why they should win and mention @get_Acre to win the free gold. For details, visit getacregold.com/Dana. Look for the link in our listener notes.
Watch all 3 hours of The Dana Show live on Facebook, YouTube, or The First, Channel 248 on Pluto TV.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
I am made of multiple feelings on this headline. So the Cheesecake Factory is not going to make its April rent because the coronavirus, the Wuhan coronavirus, forced several of its locations to close, and now the chain is barely surviving on delivery and to-go orders. I haven't gone to the Cheesecake Factory forever because they're anti-gun. It's a gun-free zone in every single restaurant, so I haven't been forever. However, I hate the fact that it employs so many people, and there are going to be so many people out there that are going to be barely surviving. So they're not going to be able to pay. They've alerted all their landlords that they're not going to make the April rent because of the impacts of that virus. David Overton is the chairman and founder. They have 294 restaurants. I didn't actually realize they had that many. But they said that they are negotiating with landlords that include H&M, Mattress Firm, and Subway as well. Also, our really good friends, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow people, are making face masks. I saw some footage this morning. MyPillow is officially making face masks. And I'm just going to say it's probably going to be the most comfortable face mask you're ever going to wear. Ever. The MyPillow face mask. Just saying. So they're manufacturing face masks for hospitals. And it's 75% of production that they are shifting. Unbelievable. And also, a couple of other things here. I was looking at this National Geographic story. In addition to the wet markets, now apparently some folks in China promote bear bile as a coronavirus treatment, terrifying wildlife advocates because it involves torture and mistreatment of bears. Oh my gosh. I need a nuke. Stick with us.
Your dog's health is as important as every other member of your family, and it starts with what you feed them. But do you know what is in your dog's food? Ollie puts dogs first with vet-formulated recipes and fully transparent ingredients to give your dog the healthiest food possible. Ollie makes fresh meals for dogs with real ingredients that people can eat if they want to and delivers them to you on a regular schedule. They beat out store-bought dog food at a 10-to-1 on the palatability scale. Because they create customized vet-formulated recipes made with all natural ingredients, no preservatives, and sourced from U.S. family farms. Visit myollie.com, answer a few questions about your dog, and they'll customize recipes to your dog and ship pre-portioned meals so your pup gets the perfect portion every time. They've delivered 5 million meals and counting. Shipping is free, and if your dog doesn't like the meals, they have a money-back guarantee. Ollie is offering radio listeners 50% off of your first box at myollie.com/try/Dana. Visit myollie.com/try/Dana for 50% off. That's spelled myollie.com/try/Dana.
You won't miss any Dana shows by subscribing to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever podcasts are available.
About this time, all time for debate has expired. Pursuant to House Resolution 911, the previous question is ordered on the motion. The question is on adoption of the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no.
No.
The ayes have it.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purposes, gentlemen, seek recognition?
Mr. Speaker, I came here to make sure our republic doesn't die by unanimous consent in an empty chamber, and I request a recorded vote.
recorded vote is requested. Those favoring a recorded vote will rise and remain standing until counted. An insufficient number having risen, a recorded vote is refused.
Mr. Speaker.
Is the gentleman recognized?
I object on the basis that a quorum is not present and make a point of order that a quorum is not present.
The chair will count for a quorum. Counted for a quorum. A quorum is present. The motion is adopted.
Ooh, that passed. It's heading to the White House now.
Without objection, a motion to reconsider.
That is the emergency stimulus bill. And it is, whoo, goodness. It's heading to the White House. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. My copy of Grace Canceled. Get a copy, your copy of my new book through danalash.com. So we got to discuss this because this is going to be, it's going to be a fight. I would think Thomas Massie from Kentucky is probably one of the most unpopular people right now. In fact, John Kerry tweeted a couple hours ago that he says he has tested positive for being a blank hole. John Kerry actually tweeted that. He said he's tested positive for being a blank hole. Wow. And it is, woo, goodness. I tell you what, and he's trending on Twitter at number two. He's number two on Twitter. Oh, man. And the president retweeted it, too. And I know he's mad at him. He's very mad at him. And there are... It's amazing because some of the conservatives, this is such like a study in psychology. Some of the conservatives that have hated, and Republicans that have hated the way that Trump has, they don't like his tweets and all this stuff, now are like, I just read one of them say, I 1,000% support Trump and his tweets on this. Dang. He didn't delay the bill, though. I do want to make that point. I mean, this was something, the vote was going to take place as planned, right? I mean, it's not, goodness. You had members that had to go back to the Capitol, that had to fly back because they had to establish a quorum. He could have had, I think, something like 1/5 of the members, and he would have been able to accomplish what he wanted, but he didn't have that much support. So everybody had to come back. They were all coming back to have that recorded vote, and there are a lot of people mad at him for it. It was quite expensive to have everybody fly back. There was a story on Politico that it was actually discussing the cost, that about $200,000 in taxpayer money, so that the members could go back to Congress and have that recorded vote, which it was going to pass no matter what. And this wasn't going to be delayed. I mean, and again, it wasn't delayed. This was scheduled. This was, you know, has been scheduled this whole time. I think at some point you have to know when you're beat. But I also think this, folks, we're going to have people in Congress that are, from time to time, are going to do things with which we disagree. And I have a lot less patience and less grace for those members of Congress who have done this repeatedly, who have repeatedly compromised our rights, or who have indicated that they would fold in at a time when we would need them to stand strongest the most, right? And I get the president's mad about it, and I would be too if I was in a pressure cooker like he is. And again, I like people who just let it all out there. But I would caution people, you don't want to throw out a stalwart conservative. And if he was coming at this from any other perspective than watching out for the... And I get it, you're saying that, well, it's also passing this and helping people's watching out for the people. I understand your point, but he's also, in his perspective, watching out for the people. He's watching out for, I mean, we were just talking about this. You realize this bill is a third of our GDP. And I'll tell you this, if we don't cut spending, when we get right again, after we get through this, and depending on how long it goes, you will see some elections, some campaigns in trouble. That's a guarantee, because it always comes back to the economy. People vote their 401ks. And that's why it's a weird time. We are at a very profound moment in history. So, people, instead of getting mad at Massey, people should realize, all right, we're disagreeing. He has been a stalwart conservative for a long time. And on many issues, particularly Second Amendment rights, he has been, in many instances, one of very few voices of reason on that. And everyone ought to be very careful about throwing the baby out with the bathwater here. Because you need more people like that than not. There have been many, many times when even certain organizations looked like they were folding. And Massey didn't. So, I appreciate that kind of loyalty where it concerns Second Amendment issues. I appreciate that kind of loyalty where it concerns pro-life issues. And I appreciate that kind of loyalty where it concerns lawmakers looking out for the taxpayer. Even during a time when it seems most politically incorrect, let us not form a rage mob. Now, there's going to be more of these issues. And people can disagree and they can get mad about it, but this is not the way to deal with it. It isn't. And John Kerry, shut the hell up. That ain't helpful. All right. I mean, this, it was, like I said, it was going to pass regardless. But you always want somebody to be looking out for you. And you always want that person to have the unattractive job of saying, oof, how are we gonna pay for it? You always have to ask that question. You always do, folks. I get it that there are people who are in and around DC who thinks that they all think that money flows from some magical source deep within the swamp of DC. I don't know. It's not, look, we got to have real conversations. It's not popular to ask that question right now, which is amazing to me. But it still has to be asked nonetheless. Appreciate the people who've got the balls to ask it, folks. Seriously, I don't think it was a stunt. I don't. I think that he was doing something that he felt he needed to do. And that was, and it was being responsible, a responsible steward of government resources. And sometimes being that responsible steward looks like the most curmudgeonly position possible. All right? Please do not let the media hysteria whip you and everybody else up into a rage mob against a guy who has been there for your rights 9 times out of 10. Actually, 10 times out of 10, really. I don't agree. There's certain things I don't agree with him on. There's certain ways that he'll say stuff that I don't agree with it. I don't have to agree with everybody all the damn time. Can we stop this? I'm not going to sit here and throw a solid conservative out. I'm not. I appreciate and understand the anger of those people who've been in that pressure cooker, who've been dealing with all of this. I get it. But let's all just slow our roll real quick, okay? Now, a couple of other things to get into. Oh, boy, he is. Man, he is trending. He's going to be number one here in a bit. Dang. People, calm down. Please calm down. I mean, seriously, this is why I wrote my book.
And to say that isn't to say you agree with what he did, right? Like, people, this is what they're doing. They're trying to make, they're trying to link conservatism to this, extreme conservatives case. And it's not really like that. And this spending is not like that.
Yeah. And there's just going to be some different rooms of thought on this. And people are just going to have to get over it. Everybody wants to help. People have different ways of going about it. And some people just want to make sure that everything can be accounted for. You know why he wants to make sure that things can be accounted for? Did we all just forget the conversation we had like 2 days ago with Nancy Pelosi wanting to give $35 million to the Kennedy Center? Millions of our dollars to Planned Parenthood in a coronavirus pandemic bill? We were just talking earlier this week about all the BS. They were porking it up in this bill. And you have a guy who just wants to get it on record and is trying to be, this is how I'm looking at it, and is trying to be a good steward of it. Okay, that's, isn't that kind of what we were all doing when we were questioning some of the questionable stuff that people were either wanting in the Senate bill or that were coming out of the House bill? We got to be careful. Got to be careful. All right, so Mexico, there was this meme going around, and it said, "I'll be damned, he finally did it." And when Trump's talking about the wall, because Mexico now is saying, yeah, we're going to have to close the border. We don't want any of you Americans coming in here to infect us. He did it. He closed the border. He got it done. Mexico is so racist, right? I mean, how racist could you guys be? Isn't that how it goes, right? I'm waiting for it. Where are the headlines? I'm looking. I'm looking for it. Looking for them headlines. Woo. We're gonna discuss that and a lot more. We're also, let me show you some of the other things I'm going to get into here. Ooh. We have some good stories for you. And we'll also get into some of this. And there's not really any, even though we're in the middle of like a general election year, there's not a lot of general election news about it, right? We'll get into some of where this money is going to go as well with the bill that's passed. We'll have all the latest with Wuhan coronavirus. And I have some really insane, I'm so done with some of the media reporting. If you have signed up for the email subscription list, I sent one out today. And if you've gone to danalash.com, there's some interesting stories up there as well, because it seems that, well, like for instance, the whole do not resuscitate order. I was watching the task force press conference just yesterday, late afternoon, and Dr. Birx was saying that stop with this do not resuscitate stuff that you're spreading. Stop it. Completely contradictory to like a frillion stories that I've read on this. We're going to discuss that as well, because you're being actively misled. I really hope that, well, and I know that a lot of people realize this, but you're being misled by a media that's supposed to be doing right by you. We'll get into that and so much more.
Follow Dana on Twitter at DLash and official Dana Lash on Facebook.
FEMA has shipped over 9 million N95 masks, 20 million face masks, 3.1 million face shields, nearly 6,000 ventilators, 2.6 million gowns, 14.6 million gloves. And we're sending more every day, and we've got tremendous amounts of equipment coming in. A lot of great companies are making equipment right now. The ventilators, obviously, they take a little longer to make.
Yeah. Well, that is the president talking about those N95 masks. And remember, the 95 is like how many, that's the percentage of stuff that it filters out, like the outside, whatever, even if it's germs. Ugh. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. So this is such a weird story, because I was reading this. SEIU apparently had found, they had launched a huge exhaustive search for masks and other kind of protective, like gloves or anything like that. And this comes by way of their actual press release. And the federal government weren't able to find them. They were able to find them. And they said that they had a distributor who had 39 million masks. So that's like double the supply that we have, just like in one night. And has since found another supplier who said his company can produce 20 million more masks a week, which is good. So then BuzzFeed asked, BuzzFeed asked the SEIU spokesperson, "Why'd you have this big old thing, stockpile of masks?" And they're like, well, they didn't really have an idea. They're just like, we don't know. But they said that because there were all these pleas from frontline healthcare workers, and that obviously want to stay safe on the job. And the union has 2 million members, and includes hospital, home care. I mean, it's healthcare workers. So they say the mask will cost states, counties, and hospitals that need them $5 a piece. Now, I've read one report that said they're like 80 or 90 cents. Is that 80 or 90 cents like to manufacture, or is that how much? And I know that there's like different type of masks, like this 3M mask. And this is over, there's a couple of places that have this. New York Times cites it. Business Week cites it. Hot Air cites it, that they're like 80 or 90, they could be like 80 or 90 cents a piece. They said in America, states are bidding against one another for masks priced as much as 10 times the usual cost of 60 to 80% a piece. Now, Let me, this is why I, because around, I've always had masks because I'm a massive germaphobe. And after the whole Ebola thing, I bought boxes. And also whenever like anyone is sick or anything like that, we just kindly, you know, to not infect any everybody else in the house, because we have people who come to my house to work. I mean, I'm in my house right now. So I had them, and I don't, I think that I gave for like the box, not per mask. I think maybe I gave like $6 or something for like the whole box. So is that, that is that gouging? Are they gouging people? I don't know. Well, is this per mask or per like box of masks? Because I'm looking, and that's what I don't find. That's because if it's like per mask and they're 80 to 90 cents per mask. Okay, dude, come on. Right. So I would like a little bit of clarification on that. But the good news is that now we actually like doubled, a little bit more than doubled our amount of those N95 masks overnight. So that's good. So coming up, we're going to be opening phone lines. 844-344-DANA. You can vent about things that you dislike during the quarantine only if you tell me something good that you like at the end. And if you're calling to vent, be quick, because I want to make sure we get everybody in on the line. We got a lot of stuff happening. Stick with us. More of The Dana Show coming up.
It's The Dana Show.
This segment of The Dana Show podcast is brought to you by Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms. They invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at KelTecWeapons.com.
Tony had mentioned to me, Tony Fauci, the other day that I don't think he would be too upset with the concept of not shaking hands. He was saying that the flu would cut down, the regular flu would be cut down by quite a bit if we didn't do that, if we didn't shake hands. You know, the regular flu, of which, you know, you have a lot of deaths and a lot of problems with that, too. So I think a lot of great things are going to, when we're open, just to finish, when we're open, as soon as we open, that doesn't mean you're going to stop with the guidelines. You'll still try and distance yourself, maybe not to the same extent because you have to lead a life.
So that's the president yesterday during the task force press conference discussing what is it going to look like when we're finally able to come out of quarantine social distancing. Welcome back to the show. I'm happy we're all together. It's Friday. We made it through the week. I was kind of joking in my Instagram stories last night saying we made it through the week and now it's the weekend where we're still at home because we can't leave. But it is what it is. I'm Dana Lash, DanaLash.com. Go and get a copy of my book, Grace Canceled. I think we need it right now. Very much so. And you can find all 3 hours of the show streaming at Official Dana Lash on Facebook, on YouTube, Channel 248 on Pluto TV, all kinds of good stuff. And so, and I'm going to be opening up phone lines here shortly. Let me spit out some headlines to you. 844-344-DANA. It is open line Friday. And I'm actually I'm kind of, unless it's really ridiculous, I was thinking about whether or not I wanted to do mailbag of hate today because we typically try to do it on Friday. But I just feel like it's so awful out there right now. Let's maybe not. Let's just. Now, here's the deal. When you call in, I'm going to be so strict. So you can call in if you want to talk about, like, you know, stimulus stuff, or you can call in if you want to have a vent sesh. Let Steve, who is screening calls, know if you want to have a vent session, because what I will require of you is, first, we're going to keep your vent session to a minute, because then you just get too focused on the negative. And then you have to end it by saying something that during this time for which you are happy, something that you like, so you can focus, come back around full circle and focus on something positive, right? That's where we're going to be at. So what is the normal going to look like when this is all done? I don't think anyone knows. I actually just got, and I was preparing to talk more about this next week, and I will. I got an email from my son's university. So we're going to get a refund for the 40% refund for his dorm and classes and the food plan and all of that stuff, for the stuff that they didn't use. And we can either choose like a refund, or it can roll over and just be credited like as like a scholarship, because that's the quickest way that they can do it. And they were explaining some of the stuff, easiest way for them to do it for next year. And we literally were talking about this last week, and I was talking to a friend of mine. She's a little older, and her kids are a little older. Her oldest is a senior in college, and then her other two are also in college, and I cannot even imagine having three children in college. I don't get anxiety, but I feel like that's what that is right now in my chest, just thinking about this. So she was saying it would be great if, you know, what's going to happen with the students? Hopefully, we can all have a big discussion about the cost of college, right? And some of this stuff. This is what happens after you have a nationalization of federal loans, for which people like Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden didn't do a single damn thing about when they were in D.C. So I digress. But I got an email from my son's university just like while we were finishing up last hour, notifying us of this. And I thought that's pretty good. I know it's tough. A friend of mine who is a very extroverted person and is just a ball of energy and is one of the funniest people I know. Is like when I guess the extroverts, y'all extroverts out there, are having problems. Rachel, where are you? You're an extrovert. Rachel's an extrovert. I know she's because she, every time I see Rachel, and Rachel runs like the cameras and the shots and all the stuff that you see for the visual aspect of the radio show when we're broadcasting on Pluto or Facebook and that. She's an extrovert, and every day on Facebook, she's like at some charitable function or something with her young business people who rule the world from Dallas group. They are running the world, and they're here we are like feeding children, and here we are saving puppies, and here we are. I mean, seriously, it's like the stuff they do. I don't know. I think they even get together and climb down people's chimneys on Christmas Eve and deliver gifts. I don't know. But it's hard for extroverts because extroverts get their energy from other people. Whereas if you're a situational extrovert or an introvert, you don't really so much. But man, one of my friends who's an extrovert is having such a hard time because she's like, and I didn't think of it like that. She's like, it's so hard to not be out and talk to people like in person. And so our extroverts are having a hard time out there. I feel you. I think one of the things that we might be doing on the show is I might be doing some like live stream hangouts and stuff like that. Just to like, you know, kind of shoot the breeze. And I don't know. So maybe when I'm baking this weekend, y'all can come hang out with me in my kitchen and I will get flour all over myself. And your assignment is to not make fun of me when I get it in my hair, because that happens every time. I have no idea. So our extroverts are having a problem. So let's all make sure we're all checking in with each other. I mean, for crying out loud, we got the Webernets, right? Make sure that we're all checking in with each other. Make sure we're doing that. So few things to hit on here. We have the relief bill passed. It has passed. Here's some good news, though. They said, have you heard about these self-swab tests that they are now going to be fast-tracking the production of? More than, they studied 500 Wuhan coronavirus patients as a part of United Health Group. And the patients were from Optum Care. And they said that the self-administered tests detected the Wuhan coronavirus in more than 90% of patients, the exact same rate that clinician-administered tests detected the virus. The self-swab allows people to swab the front part of the nostril and the mid-nose rather than deep inside the nasal cavity where they go and touch your brains. I'm joking, but it feels like that, I'm sure. I saw a diagram and I'm like, they stick it all the way back there, then swab? Oh my gosh. So they said that these self-swabs are less invasive. They preserve personal protective equipment like gloves and face masks. They literally are just exactly at the same rate as what the doctors or nurses would get you at. Ooh, I know there's a company in Texas that's like producing a trillion of them. So that's really awesome news. That's good, right? That's some good stuff. And one of the things that Andrew Cuomo had said today and or yesterday, and Fauci had mentioned it as well, and we have the audio here. I'm gonna find it, because we were talking about the antibodies of individuals that have gone through it and have made it and now have developed this immunity. So this is what we talked about this yesterday. This is what Dr. Fauci said. This was like yesterday evening, I think, this interview. Listen.
We don't know that for 100% certain, because we haven't done the study to see re-challenges, whether they've been protected. But I feel really confident that if this virus acts like every other virus that we know, once you get infected, get better, clear the virus, that you'll have immunity that will protect you against reinfection.
Mmm. Look at that. Cuomo mentioned it today in his presser today. It was kind of an aside. Because they were discussing the self-swab test kits, and he had mentioned that one of the things that they are going to be exploring is how to have that shared immunity, whether it is with the antibodies, et cetera. So that signals to me, especially when Fauci's talking about this, this is the second time he's mentioned it, and it's the BRICS has mentioned it at least three or four times. That tells me they're already looking at a way to do that rather quickly, which that is going to be a good interim kind of coverage until we have the full-on vaccinations available. So this is something to be positive about, right? Something to be positive about. And last but not least, before I go to the phones here, I accidentally closed this window, so bear with me. Remember how we joked yesterday that this is a time when people are not wearing pants because everybody's at home? Here's this headline from CBS. Walmart says that they're selling more shirts than pants. I'm not even kidding, it's a real headline. There's one story from people that said, you're not the only one wearing a professional shirt with your sweatpants to Zoom. This is what I call and have called the TV mullet. America is discovering the TV mullet. Do you know what the TV mullet is? Business up top, party down below. I cannot even tell you, because you guys know I do my TV hits from my house. I can't even tell you how many times I legit go out in like French bulldog pajama pants with some house shoes. But I'm like totally pro, waist up. Nobody ever knows, right? And I look ridiculous. It looks ridiculous, but it is so funny. Or I'll have like, you know, some, I cannot believe I'm about to say this, and only Gen Xers will understand this. I have a pair of Umbros.
Still?
From my track days, yep.
Holy cow.
I mean, they are ratty, and I will not get rid of them. I have that and my varsity track sweatpants. Will not get rid of them. They have holes in them. Chris laughs every time I get them out. I have legit worn my ratty pair of Umbros and flip-flops and a professional business lady shirt so I can do television. So now Walmart's like, yeah, we're selling way more pants than shirts. Way more
shirts than pants.
Or yeah, way more shirts than pants.
Well, in that defense though, I own more shirts than I do pants. And that doesn't make me weird.
No.
I think that's kind of normal.
I don't know. I'm like, we gotta come back to this. I wanna get some calls in, but I feel like, you know, we gotta have like a proper pant to shirt ratio. I don't know what that looks like. Let's go to the phones. 844-344-DANA. It is Open Line Friday. And remember, if you're going to vent, you got to say something good. If you're going to vent, you got to keep it to a minute. You got to follow it up with something positive, because that encourages all of us. And I don't want you to focus too much on being negative. Let's talk to Online 4. Tony calling in from Utah. Tony, welcome to the show. Happy Quarantine Friday.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say you're awesome. I have nothing bad to say about this whole thing. I mean, I'm working. My job's giving me hazard pay.
Yeah. What do you do? What can I ask what you do? You got hazard pay?
I work for Comcast.
Oh, yeah. Technician. You are essential, my friend.
Yep.
So they say. I mean, it's work. You know, this is unprecedented times, and just got to roll with the punches and keep waking up and doing your thing.
That's right. Yeah, it's a really profound time in history, and we have nothing to compare this to. Economically, we have no blueprint. We're in the dark on this, so we're all in the dark together. Makes it fun. sounded so bad. I appreciate you calling, Tony. God bless you from that. I appreciate you. Do I have time for one more?
I say, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Steve said quickly. Three, TJ from Las Vegas. Welcome, TJ.
Gina. Hi, Dana. Yes, I'm listening to on channel 248 Pluto.
Woo!
And watching too.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. My thing is, as we sit at home, all of us, and we're sequestered, there are unknown amount of people that are walking around the streets day and night. And my feeling is that they're not being watched or taking, you know, and nobody's taking swabs to find out whether they're infected. And it's time to clean up this type of thing, because it's, I don't think it's a coincidence that the places that have the highest amount of people that are infected also have the highest amount of vagrants in their populations.
Well, I think that there is, and I appreciate you calling in, TJ, and I hope you're keeping safe and healthy. I think we also need to keep the homeless population in our mind, whatever, and keep an eye on those who are homeless, because, you know, if you would have that virus kick off in those communities, my gosh, it would spread like wildfire. And again, go back to second century Christians. They went where people wouldn't. We got to keep that in mind. We got to get moving, because I have headlines coming up. I got more phone calls on the way, so don't go anywhere.
Right now, the American people are in the fight for their lives. And while some try to politicize the crisis, most stick together as one family. Nearly a decade ago, Patriot Mobile was founded by freedom-loving Americans, and their U.S.-based team shares your values. Patriot Mobile provides you with an easy way to support the pro-life, Second Amendment, and religious freedom values you believe in with every call you make. Patriot Mobile is here to help you stay connected to loved ones during this difficult time of social distancing, with reduced pricing for a limited time, with plans starting as low as $25 and an unlimited plan at only $55 on all new lines of service. There has never been a better time to join the Patriot Mobile family. Call 972-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Dana. Use promo code Dana for free activation plus a free gift. Keep your number and get the same nationwide service while supporting values you believe in. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT.
Head to danaradio.com for the latest videos, blog posts, and podcasts.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
Hillary Clinton tweeted a story from the New York Times saying that discusses how the U.S. is leading the world in confirmed coronavirus cases aside from China. I mean, you know, not considering the population differences. But Hillary Clinton tweeted it and said, well, he did promise America first. I'm so glad that Hillary Clinton finds pandemics and the loss of life so funny. Well, I mean, you know, she did with Libya. Yeah, there you go. Moving on down the line. Oh, I'm coming back to that. You know I am. Let's see here. This was a twisted coronavirus prank. A supermarket was forced to destroy more than $35,000 in food after a woman intentionally coughed on it. There was no one there to punch her in the throat. I'm just asking for a friend. I didn't have that myself. That was not my question. This was a Pennsylvania supermarket, Luzerne County. And Garrity Supermarket says the woman intentionally coughed on fresh produce and a small section of the bakery and meat case. He says that the owner thinks that it was an attempt at a very twisted prank. But the DA says that they're thinking about filing charges. I don't know what those would look like, but I mean, dang. Yeah, that does cost a lot. And we got a lot. I went short on that because I want to make sure we get calls in, too. 844-344-DANA. It is Open Line Friday. We got a lot more coming at you. Stick with us.
This portion of the Dana Show is brought to you by Caltech. They don't make ordinary firearms. They invent better ones. Innovation. Performance. Caltech. Visit us at caltechweapons.com.
And it's a wonderful thing. The problem is, and you see it all right there. It's right in front. The problem we have is that it's very, very painful dealing with the Democrats, because they ask for things that they've been trying to get for 10 years that we don't want to give. But if we don't get them or give it, we don't get the $2 trillion that gets sent out to people, the workers, and we don't get the $2 trillion that's going to really save companies.
Well, there you go. That's the he's being. I like that he can like lighten it up a little bit. Thank heavens, because it gets super serious, guys. Welcome back to the show. We made it to Friday. We made it to Friday. Super excited about that. At DLash on Twitter, danalash.com. And we are, it is Open Line Friday, 844-344-DANA is the number to join the show. Now, I'm letting people vent too. So if you are venting, because I think it's important for us to vent, because right now the only adults that we really have access to in person are, and if your parents live with you or your spouse or your kid, well, no, you're not your kids, and that's about it. We've been doing digital date nights with our friends. Oh, yeah? Yeah. So either Zoom or FaceTime. So we've been doing digital date nights with our friends, which just seems it's fun still because you're talking to other adults.
You dressed up?
No.
Checking.
No. I had two Leia buns on the top of my head. And one, well, they weren't Leia buns. They just looked like alien things. At the top of my head for one of them, I just stopped caring. My friends are like, this is a whole new side of you. I'm like, yes.
I was just picturing how my FaceTimes would go.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Not wearing pants when I'm at home. Just the
see,
way it goes.
You got the mullet happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Business up top, and then you can have like your Jamie pants and house shoes at the bottom. I'm telling you what.
Fixed camera can't be carrying that thing around.
Yeah. Exactly. So, oh, and DanaLash.com, my book up there, Grace Canceled, which I think we all need right now, honestly, because I'm telling you, some days, I've had a couple of them days where I'm like gripping the arm of something, whether it is my desk chair or the desk, my fingerprints are mushing into it. I feel you. Let's go to the phones. 844-344 Dana. And my phone screener on my PC is now back up. I hate the PC. I'm just like, I am such a brat about it. So I want to, now we can actually like get you in, which is awesome. 844-344 Dana is the number to join the program. Brian on line 4. I read this story just the other night. He's calling from Florida. And he's saying all these New Yorkers and everybody else in these hotspots are coming to Florida. And that's why DeSantis the other day said, hey, well, y'all got to be quarantined if you're coming in here. You can't be coming in here from these hotspots. And so we have our Brian online for Brian. Welcome to the show. Happy Quarantine Friday. So, yeah, how many?
Happy you got, Friday.
Of course. You got a lot of people coming in from New York down to your state.
Yes. And I live in a little beach town, and I went to go to the grocery store to check for some essentials last night, and there was 11 cars in the parking lot with New York tags.
Whoa. Dude.
So I changed my mind. I didn't go in.
You know what? And I honestly think that that's smart, because they're telling everybody now that even if you have just like traveled to New York, and you leave, you need to self-isolate for 14 days. That's because, especially if you are in like certain parts of New York City, you better be quarantining yourself, because that's how widespread they think it is. Dang, Brian. So are you one of those? Because I've been hearing it from some people who live in, you know, I guess they would be like more vacation towns, but they have people like up in the Hamptons, and then people in, you know, parts of Florida and Destin and, you know, whatever. There, are you worried about like the resources, because you know you all have supermarkets and that, but it's not the same as like having a million different supermarkets like on every street corner in some of these other areas that are not more, you know, resort kind of towns.
Yeah, it's a little scary. You know, I don't think they should be in the grocery. We only have two grocery stores, and you know, we don't have a lot of choices.
Right. Wow. Well, I hope that it doesn't, you know, come to, you know, you're going in there and then not being able to get what you need because it's gone, because people have been flocking in there from out of state. Yeah, I would hope that. Ooh, well, I stay well, my friend. Stay safe, all right?
All right, thanks. You too.
Of course. That's Brian. That is a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah, DeSantis was saying, no. Y'all, you stay where you are. Wait a minute. You know what I just realized? For the first time, Florida men and women now are afraid of New York men and women. It's New York man now. It's not Florida man anymore. Oh my gosh, it happened. It finally happened. The tables have turned. Oh, let's go back to the phones. 844-344-DANA. We got Chris online too, calling in from North Carolina. Chris, happy Quarantine Friday.
Happy Quarantine Friday, Dana. This may be my last chance to call in. We've got to stay in home order. And Wake County, which is the county Raleigh's in, starting tonight. So we'll supposedly the police are going to go around, make sure everyone's staying in, and we'll see how that rolls out. You know, it's crazy.
Wow! So they're actually going and making people stay. Are they saying that they'll cite people if they aren't?
Yes. They said that was a question they asked, and they said the DA has given the authorities, you know, police and sheriff, the verbiage they're supposed to talk about the justification for this. So they're going to supposedly cite people and give you a court date. I don't know how that's going to roll out, though. We'll see.
Yeah.
Not really happy about that. I don't like healthy people being quarantined, and, you know, as opposed to focusing on unhealthy people being quarantined.
No, but that's the good news is, good point.
Yeah, I'm giving you a good story. So a good story is I got a couple of boys that are Boy Scouts, and of course they're, you know, school's canceled through May 15th here. But they have online merit badge classes. So the scouting organization has really gotten up and going really fast with digital media to be able to offer merit badges, you know, so it's a great chance that they can do some stuff and just not go, you know, brain dead.
That is good. That's excellent news.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So it's keeping them active while they're practicing the quote-unquote social distancing. Very good. Well, I'm happy to hear that. That's good news indeed. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in. We got Roger on line 3 calling in from Ohio. Roger, happy Quarantine Friday.
Hey, Dana. Thank God for Trump. I also want to start by saying I read your book, 5 stars.
Thank you.
We definitely need more grace, goodwill in this country, no doubt about it. Very good reading. I hope your next book is your autobiography. But I think that would be a good book for a lot of young people. You've been through a lot, and I think you have something to say. But anyway,
well, thank you.
We're in Ohio. We're in a home lockdown. We have been for a week. Only essential people are allowed, you know, to work and go about. We are allowed to go to the grocery store or to a doctor's office if they're the ones that are taking appointments. Some I've had one that canceled, and you know, just things like that. So, you know, we're allowed to walk around, whatever. I do believe in this the coronavirus thing. My event is basically is, you know, I've looked at the numbers, and I'm not being anti this or anti that, but is that enough numbers to shut the country down? I mean, don't even have a 500,000 people in this country that's got a case of it. How many people have died? 1,000? Only 1,000? Of course, we don't want nobody to die. But, right. I mean, to shut the country down? And I agree with what you said the other day. This country cannot go an extended shutdown. They can't afford to do it.
That's true. We can't afford to do it.
We have in Ohio a governor who basically, I wonder sometimes now if he really knows which hand to scratch his behind with. He's got the basically who's running the state is a liberal woman doctor. Mike DeWine, yes. Is a liberal doctor named Amy Acton who...
Yes, I was reading about her.
Who professes to go by what the New York Times says. She's always going back to what the New York Times says. You know, Dana, the New York Times, if they told me what time of day it is, I wouldn't believe them. I mean, and their idea, this is going to lead up to another question. Their idea basically is to shut down everything, all your group stadiums and everything.
Yeah, and see to that point, and I'm gonna address that here in a moment, because Cuomo was saying in his press conference earlier today that maybe shutting everything down that actually contributed to the spread. I'm gonna get into that really quickly. I want something you're happy for. Give me something you are that has pleased your soul this past week.
I believe, you know, I thought all this was orchestrated to start with. But you know what? I always believe that there's a reason for everything. And, you know, you know, God could be sitting up there and looking down on us and says, you guys got to get your stuff together. And, you know, we're starting to see the bipartisanship. We're starting to see guys Schumer and Trump talking the other day. I mean,
I know. So that's good. I got to get moving, but that is good. I'm glad. It's focus on that bipartisanship. That is good. I want to address that one thing that he had just said, and I have this. Let me pull this up. I got a lot of notes up here for me. I have this up. The thing that Cuomo was talking about where it concerns the shutdown order. He was remarking that maybe perhaps it having this uniform approach, and this is where federalism comes in. He had said he wondered if the quarantine may have backfired in some cases. And New York Post has a story on this, too. He discussed this during his press conference in Albany. And he said if he was asked if you rethought or had time to analyze that public strategy. Well, he was asked about the quarantine. And he says, quote, we closed everything down. That was our public health strategy. But if you rethought that or had time to analyze that public health strategy, I don't know that you would say to quarantine everyone. Now, that New York so far has 37,258 confirmed cases. That was it this morning. And 385 deaths so far from the Wuhan coronavirus. And he says he doesn't know. He says, quote, I don't know if that was the best public health policy because he says young people then quarantined with older people. It's probably not the best public health strategy. The younger people could have been exposing the older people to an infection. And they discussed, they got into a little bit, this doctor who's at Yale University, it's the theory of risk stratification. And he says, isolate people, but really isolate just like the most vulnerable people. Don't isolate everyone because most people are not vulnerable to it. And if you isolate all people, you may actually be exposing the more vulnerable people by bringing in someone who's healthier and stronger who may have been exposed to the virus. And so he's right because he has stumbled upon the realization that you cannot do a top-down universal approach to this in the shelter in place. That's what he's looking at. If you signed up to the email subscription, I have this in there. You got that early this afternoon. And there's also a really good piece discussing how America doesn't need one strategy. It needs many strategies. You cannot have what works for New York is not going to work for other areas. New York is exceptional in that it is one of the most, if not the one of the most populated places on the planet. And it is a thoroughfare for international travel. And so you have to have a multifaceted approach. And you can't, and this kind of goes in contrast to what some in the media have been saying. But if you really listen to Fauci and you really listen to Bricks and you listen to some of these other doctors and some of these other people, whether they be with private entities or the CDC, it is incredibly important to realize that what works best in some areas may not work best in other areas. We'll talk more about this. I know we got to get going, but if you sign up for the email subscription, that's the kind of stuff that you get. I put that in there for you. So, and you also get advanced updates as to what we're going to be discussing on the show and ahead of time on guests, etc. So we're going to come back to that because we're getting to the point where we need to ask what is the time to have, what is realistically can we discuss in terms of lifting restrictions? And if we can't do a one-size-fits-all approach, then what are we looking at? So we need to discuss that because I think we're going to be transitioning to that in the coming weeks. That's what I think we're going to transition to. So we'll discuss that here very shortly.
Delivering the truth online and on air. Listen to The Dana Show live on the radio or at danaradio.com or on demand.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
All right. It's time for... Oh, my gosh. All right. So, man, some of you want me to read this one weird story, and I don't know if I want to read that one. Or the guy who got arrested for bad stuff with kids and Molotov cocktails. What? Yeah. We got some weird stuff up here. So let's talk about this dude. This is from Click Orlando.
Florida man accused of stealing $800 worth of lingerie from Dillard's. Suspect stuffed panties in a backpack, say deputies. Brevard County, Florida. A Florida man who was caught stealing hundreds of dollars worth of women's lingerie ran through a Dillard's store in an attempt to avoid arrest, according to Brevard County Sheriff's Office.
What's his name?
The 29-year-old suspect is named
Lingerie Ray.
Ray Ray Long. And he ran through the store despite the deputy's commands to stop, records show. After a foot pursuit, the deputy chased Mr. Ray Ray Long down and took him into custody, according to the affidavit. Long is facing charges of grand theft and resisting arrest without violence.
So his parents were like, his name's Ray.
Right.
What about his middle name? I'm tired. Ray. To have it be the same.
What up, Ray Ray?
Ray squared.
Ray Squared Long. That would literally how I would introduce myself if I were this guy. And a Florida man ate a bag of drugs that he, quote, and I am quoting this, I am quoting it, pulled from his B-U-double-T. I am stopping at that. That is the headline because it doesn't go uphill from there. Stay with us.
It's the Dana Show.
This situation about ventilators, we were reassured and meeting with our colleagues in New York that there are still ICU beds remaining, and there's still significant over 1,000 or 2,000 ventilators that have not been utilized yet. Please, for the reassurance of people around the world, to wake up this morning and look at people talking about creating DNR situations, do not resuscitate situations for patients. There is no situation in the United States right now that warrants that kind of discussion. You can be thinking about it in a hospital. Certainly many hospitals talk about this on a daily basis. But to say that to the American people, to make the implication that when they need a hospital bed, it's not going to be there, or when they need that ventilator, it's not going to be there. We don't have an evidence of that.
Mm-mm-mm. That is Dr. Birx. I keep wanting to say Birx again, but she is Dr. Birx. That was yesterday, their late afternoon, early evening coronavirus, Wuhan coronavirus task force press conference. And she just destroyed a narrative that was running rampant yesterday. Welcome back to the show. It's our third hour. It is Open Line Friday, 844-344-DANA. Rules on Open Line Friday. If you're going to vent, because we are allowing people to vent, because I know y'all need to during this quarantine period, you come and vent to me. You come, you pull up a chair, you get, you pour yourself some coffee. We'll talk. But you got to follow it up. First off, you got to keep it to a minute if you're going to vent, because I don't want you to focus so much on the negative, and you got to follow it up with something that you like that has happened at this time. So, because I think that encourages you and it encourages everybody else. Now, DanaLash.com, get my book, Grace Canceled. And you can watch all 3 hours of the program, channel 248 Pluto TV, or also Facebook, YouTube, and at DLash on Twitter, Instagram. Just, I'm everywhere. So I had a number of stories that I was reading yesterday with all this. And it was frustrating because I feel your frustration. I share it in that you can't tell what to believe and what not to believe. Like, for, you know, we had a caller who was, and you can tell, who was wondering, like, you know, did they blow out the fatality rate out of proportion? Did they? And I discussed some of this in my email subscription. If you sign up to it, it's free, and I'm the only one who sends it and accesses it, and I literally send out the emails myself, which is why you only get like 2 or 3 a week, because I do not take up your time. But I feel like, I'm wondering whether or not if the flattening the curve, because we're early data is showing that it is successful and that the models are pretty much correct. And in fact, so yesterday, one of the stories that I had was the guy who was warning everybody from the UK and whether or not he had been blowing things up. Well, he came back and said, no. He goes, he said that it is the behavior that is changing it, the social distancing that is slowing it and making it to where we're not overloading systems, which that would make sense. It wasn't reported that way, but it was not reported that way at all. But that would make sense. And so that was one of the things, by the way, that Cuomo had mentioned that in his press conference this morning. And we've been hearing some sound bites of that, and I think that they will most likely be addressed this evening too. But one of the things that we're seeing is that this whole flattening of the curve, what we're doing right now, we will see the results of that in a week or 2 weeks. The week, what was this? It wasn't the 21st, the week before the 21st. Let me pull up my calendar, because I was explaining this to my teenager. So the week of everything that happened, like the first couple of weeks of March, we are seeing now. the things that happened, and particularly that second week, all of this we are seeing now. The results of that we are seeing right now. And so the things that we are doing here today on the 27th, we'll see that first week of April, second week of April. And the flattening of the curve, you want it to look like the way that we'll know ultimately if it's successful. And some sources that I've seen, and those within the Trump administration, several previous press conferences, they've said, if it looks like nothing's spreading and that it might be overblown, then it's successful. Because we do know what the numbers realistically look like in other countries. In Italy, they just lost 51 doctors that were working on the front lines of this, just because of the contagion. And here's the thing, it's what also contributes to that is how overloaded your healthcare system is. An overloaded healthcare system where you cannot get access to treatment in a timely fashion is going to contribute to a fatality rate just as much as anything else. And when you overload that system, I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. So there's some good things here there's some silver lining stuff that is happening. And I don't want you to think that it's all just doom and gloom. I think the media adds, as I said in my email, more fog to the war than anything else, right? Because I had a friend who was asking me whether or not I thought that the quarantine would be lifted by Easter. And my friend loves going to Easter service on Sunday. I like Easter service on Sunday. But she also is a big cook, and she loves cooking for her family and extended family for their Easter meal on Sunday. And, I don't know necessarily if I think the quarantine is going to be lifted by then. I think that, as we were discussing last hour, I think there's going to be a multifaceted approach. I think cities like New York will still be locked down. But in cities where you don't have that kind of spread, I think that because you have to have the economy up and running, I think that you will see that eased back in other parts of the country. And it's, you cannot have a top-down universal approach because, in fact, as Cuomo was talking about this morning, I can't believe I'm agreeing with him, he thinks that may have contributed to it, a quicker spread in New York City. So there's several ways to look at this, but I think it's a very profound moment in history. We don't have a blueprint as to how to approach it. So it can be a little kind of troubling, I want to go and get some of our calls in. 844-344-DANA is the number to call the program. It's open line Friday. And remember, if you're going to vent, which we encourage venting because y'all need to, we're going to keep the venting to a minute so you don't over-focus on the negative. And then you've got to follow it up with something positive that you like to not just encourage you, but to encourage other people. But I want to go to the phones. We got James on line 4 calling in from San Antone. James, happy Quarantine Friday. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was just talking and I was thinking about Governor Cuomo in New York. And considering that New York is the ground zero for America right now, and you have California, you have Washington, and then I think about the president, and when you think about a house divided cannot stand, here's a situation where we need to be together. And these are blue versus red and all this kind of stuff. And that's why you at the top have to lead by example and make sure that you don't have a situation where your house is divided when your house needs to be together. Why can't we get all the things we need in New York? Governor Cuomo laid it out very clearly. If that's ground zero, take care of ground zero. He even said he's helped other countries, other states. So with that training thought in mind, I don't even think President Trump likes New York anymore. And he probably doesn't care what happens to the voters in California and Washington and other places that are blue states. It's unfortunate that it comes down to something like that. And our politics shouldn't be in this. But unfortunately, when you have a campaign of only red hats, that's what you wind up with, this thought process. And that's the only thing I'm thinking about. And no, April is not the time for him to go out. If he does say to go out, I'm not going out. I'm not going to be nobody's fool.
Well, I think it'll probably be, I think it'll be a little later than April. But let me ask you this. Do you really think that I think it's natural to not have a lot of faith in your fellow man anyway. I mean, scripturally, we're called not to. But do you really think that it would come down to that? In a matter of life or death? I mean, genuinely, let's put all the partisanship aside. Do you really think that?
I don't know if we have James.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that makes me sad. I was hoping that you wouldn't be like really wedded to that, because I really hope not. But, I think when it's serious. Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like to think that, but you know, we lead by example. I'm a retired military. You lead by example.
You don't wait
until a catastrophe. Mm-hmm. You don't wait for a catastrophe to bring everybody together. When you're the president, it doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. It's always been when the president's elected, we fall in sync and everybody comes together. Somehow you try to make it. We are the United States, not the divided states.
No, true. I agree with that. 1,000%.
You can't live in a situation where you have a united army, we've got a united people, we've got different countries. You can't call this China virus. You can't say Muslim this and that. You can't do that because America's a melting pot. And when you see
the reason for the virus, though, and let me put it to you like this, because I agree with the spirit of what you're saying, but I think we get in all of us, not just you, but I think people get hung up on the stuff that the media throws out there, because this is the way I look at it. I look at it like it's the Wuhan coronavirus, because it started in Wuhan where the SARS epidemic happened.
I agree.
And the reason why I keep using that phrase is because Beijing wanted to pretend, the Communist Party there wanted to pretend like it wasn't happening. And against all of the warnings that people gave them over like a 10-year span, their communist leadership did not want to listen. So I feel like, and this is in my heart of hearts what I feel like, that it is all of us against this communist regime that not only kills its own people and imprisons other people based on their faith. The Uyghurs over there in China imprisons people based on their faith and kicked off this pandemic that the entire rest of the world, black, white, atheist, Christian, Buddhist, whatever, that we're all dealing with. And that's what I feel like in the United States that we're pushing back against. Now, I wanted to, the situation with New York, and Cuomo he's mentioned some of this too. Cuomo and de Blasio have been fighting. And Cuomo, I think, I could tell his press conference this morning was a little different. I just wanted to share with you, this came from the New York Times and the lieutenant governor there, Betsy McCoy. They were talking about the number of ventilators that perhaps New York needed and what they were going to send out. And they were also talking about this a $60 billion package that New York might get. But then there was a situation that happened in the Senate when they were going back and forth over this. And McConnell had told Chuck Schumer, look, do you want to correct this error? Because the way that you have this right now, you know, you are looking at denying New York $60 billion here for this pandemic treatment. Do you want to rectify this? And maybe it was because he just wanted to get it through real quick. And this was a news article. Schumer had said no, and they went through with it. When it came to the ventilators, there was an opportunity in 2015, and that was what the lieutenant governor was writing about. In 2015, they could decide if they wanted to purchase more, like something like 16 to 20,000 more ventilators. But when they were looking at the budget, what Cuomo chose to do, and he didn't know that I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying that he didn't know the pandemic was coming. And he chose instead, they wanted to look at a different policy way and create a task force of dealing with potential health catastrophes as opposed to just getting equipment. And at the time, you know, 2015, that seemed like that'd be a smart move. But now he's paying for it. The administration said that, look, we're going to provide these for you. We're going to, the federal government can't get them. That's why they can't get them to New York, because they're running around looking everywhere to get them. But I agree with you. I mean, if that's the hotspot and that's where they're sending the medical ships and all of that, that's where it needs to go. But I want to caution you, my friend, do not allow reporting, because there's some good reporting and a lot of bad reporting out there. Don't allow them to twist you into a partisan pretzel. Don't allow them to do that, because I think really there are a lot of people who really want to help, and they're coming at it from a really good place in their heart, if that helps clarify
and I'm doing the same thing, but here's the only thing. Sometimes things start from the top. You know, you start with the head. and that means Trump.
Well, we got to get through this first, and then we can talk about whether we're cutting spending or what, who we're putting in charge of what. But don't let reporting twist you up. I got to get moving because I'm up against a break here. But I appreciate you calling in, my friend. God bless you. Stay well. All right. Appreciate you.
It's the Dana Show.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
See, sometimes the internet can be pretty cool. The Internet Archive has launched the National Emergency Library, making 1.4 million ebooks available to the public to help universities and students who are studying remotely during this Wuhan coronavirus shutdown. They've launched this new public library, 1.4 million books, and they're available through the new interpretation of fair use. I will have this linked up at danalash.com. The post on resources and activities and all that stuff is going live later this afternoon. I will have this linked up there as well. Stick with us.
Grab the digital archives and enjoy the Dana Show on the go through iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
If we get on TV and it gets sensationalized, you stir people up, it just leads to bad things. That's my point. We're working as hard as we possibly can with the full force of government and the full force of private enterprise, and that's the best we can do right now. We all, as a country, got dealt a bad hand by China.
Mm-hmm. Peter, that is just a waste of time to say that.
What?
I'm going to leave it there, Peter Navarro.
No, hang on.
We're just trying to get our hands around the... No, Peter Navarro,
why is
that's
that a waste
it.
Of time?
We're out of time,
to say
we're out of time, time and that's know. Just...
Okay,
that's ridiculous.
Good to talk
Peter
to
Navarro,
I'll come
thank
back
you so
anytime.
Much.
So that's... what was their name? Brianna Keller from CNN. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. It's Quarantine Friday. We're in it together. This is the Redneck Riviera portion of the show.
Yes.
Yes, sir. As Kane knocks everything off of the table.
It has nothing to do with
this. Totally. Sure. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm a solid harbor. The soundbite here, I think that is ridiculous to suggest that. And also, it is to the detriment of our national security to suggest that it is a waste of time noting that. It is not. You are discussing a communist regime in a country that kicked off a pandemic after it was warned year after year after year that those wet markets were a time bomb because that's where SARS kicked off, same area. And they were warned. There were news articles. I'm not talking about from just conservative entities. I'm talking about super left-leaning entities too, saying, oh, yeah, this is a time bomb. Everybody, you want to talk about bipartisanship? We were all bipartisan in saying that this is a massive problem. Something bad's going to come out of this. And look what happened. Something bad did come out of it. So to say that it is a waste of time to point this out is bad advice, and I think it's dangerous. This is a country that wanted to weaponize the emergency response to a global pandemic as a way to punish the countries it didn't like. That's why it wouldn't allow Taiwan to join. And quite frankly, I would have liked to hear about their measures, because with all of the travel back and forth between their two countries, they have the least problems. They had the least, they completely controlled it from day one. Minimal loss of life, minimal spread. I would love to know how they approach that. But China made sure that the entire rest of the world didn't hear that at the World Health Organization emergency meeting on the pandemic. Because the guy who heads up now the World Health Organization, which is a subsidiary group of the UN, is, well, he's just bent over a barrel for Xi Jinping. China, the country that got offended because other... during the Hong Kong protests, because protesters were comparing Xi Jinping to Winnie the Pooh, and he literally banned Winnie the Pooh. Yes. That's why South Park did a whole thing on it. And then, what was it? China banned South Park.
Yep.
If you have not seen that episode, it is your American duty to watch it right now. I mean, after the show. It is to our detriment to not acknowledge that this is where it happened, because they wouldn't listen to, you know, we offered them, They began lying to everybody after we offered them assistance to the during the pandemic that they helped kick off. They refused it and then went around saying that they actually planted it here, try to engage in a propaganda war. Then they threatened to withhold because we stupidly allowed them to control the supply chain. They started in their little state-sponsored commie newspapers, began threatening the United States with withholding antibiotics. But we're not supposed to, it's a waste of time to point out that this country weaponized emergency meetings on this and unleashed a pandemic on everyone. They were arresting their doctors, deleting reporting, and through all of this, because they actually pressed on the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization, according to what, The Atlantic, how many links do I have here talking about this? They could have a couple of weeks earlier had declared, they could have declared this a pandemic a couple of weeks earlier, but they didn't. And because they didn't, China allowed infected citizens to travel all around the world. Now, it's a disease. If they had approached this responsibly and they wanted to minimize it, we could say, oh my gosh, China's dealing with this, you know, invisible enemy. But their communist government made it worse. I mean, their own doctors who died from it, by the way, the leading voice in warning the public died from it after he was arrested. Yeah. The communist government is what's worse, the virus or the Wuhan coronavirus or the communist virus that's in their country? 844-344-DANA. Now, I ranted for a minute, so let me tell you something that I'm happy about. First off, I am happy, number one, that I was able to get more flour and get eggs because I needed that. We were down to like our last two. And we're a protein-rich family. And I'm happy of that. And I'm happy that there is a store that makes containers and you put things in the containers. That's literally their only store. The only thing that they do. They make containers and you put stuff in said containers.
The container store?
Yes. Okay. And they don't advertise with us. But I think after, you know, I purchased a kitchen sink organizational system that they probably should at this point because, oh my gosh, I'm literally buying like boxes, right? Like made of plastic. And I've reorganized when I'm not working. I have to do something. I can't just sit and chill. That's why I play video games. Because I cannot just sit and chill. I either have to be totally engrossed in a movie or I have to be playing video games. I cannot just sit and quote unquote relax. That's not how I'm wired. And I make myself miserable and stressed when I can't do what I want. But I went online and they're still delivering. So God bless the person who is bringing the boxes that I ordered from the box people to put things in, because if something is unorganized, I start breathing heavy and I can't handle it. So I'm very excited about that. So when you guys come in here like next week, everything in the studio behind you that you guys can't see on the simulcast, it's going to be in boxes and boxes, and the boxes might be in boxes. I don't even know. Yeah. It got out of hand a little bit. I'm just saying. I'm thankful for that because I feel like I'm doing something, even if it's just putting some things in boxes and putting the boxes in something, right?
Yeah.
So I feel good because I'm trying not to bake and eat everything and still work out. 844-344-DANA is the number to join the program. Laura on line 3 is calling in from Washington State. It just says on the call screener, people are freaking out in her state. Laura, happy quarantine Friday to you.
Happy quarantine Friday. So I live on the eastern side of the state. I live in this area called the Tri-Cities. It's a metro area made up of Kennewick, Pasco, and Richland. So 2 weeks ago, I went in to go grocery shopping. There was a line for 3 hours at one of the local grocery stores.
Heaven forbid you had frozen stuff in your cart.
And I did not. I had 15 items, and that was the max that you could have to go through self-checkout.
Whoa.
And whoa. So I was able to go through self-checkout. Let alone, I'm a home caregiver. I'm a caregiver for in-home care. And my clients have sent me out to the store to try to get hand sanitizing wipes, hand sanitizers, and all that good stuff. We can't find any. When I find any, I spend the money and I buy and make sure I can buy enough, like a 4-pack, and spread out among me and my 3 clients to share.
Ooh.
So it's like I'm spending my money but I'm also giving items to my clients that need the items.
Oh, my goodness. God bless you for going out there and doing what you do.
It's because people don't leave enough items for the people that don't have these immune systems here in the stores for those that need them. They're just like hoarding all of these items that they think they need when there's seriously people that really need it the most.
Mm-hmm. No, that is true. I hate hearing that. But I'm going to pray for your continued health and wellness and safety as well. But what I want you to do is I want you to hang on the line because when my son last year, when he moved into his college dorm, I'm a notorious germaphobe. And I have now their travel size, they're smaller, but I have a basket of hand sanitizers. I'm going to send you hand sanitizers that I have that I had gotten for my son who went to college. Because I was like, coat your hands, because if you get sick, I can't be there, and the world will fall apart. So I want you to hang on the line and give Steve, your address will not get out anywhere. Give Steve your mailing address, and I'm going to send you some of the hand sanitizers I have, because now I'm going to be anxious until you have them.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. I appreciate you calling in. And she may have actually made me, for the first time ever in my life, grateful for self-checkout. Yeah. Unless that was the three-hour line, because you know what it does? I'm sorry, you need to rescan your item. Right. Rescan your item. And you're like, I rescanned it! And then it tells you, put the item in the bag. Do you know how many times I've gotten into yelling matches with this thing? This thing that has like no emotion and isn't even aware that I'm yelling at it? Now I understand what the people who are the haters who argue with my autoresponder on my email. Totally get how they feel right now. 844-344-DANA. And I want to get Athena, who's calling in from Utah, on line two. Welcome to the show. Happy Quarantine Friday.
I wish I were quarantined. We are considered an essential business? Because I work Federal Express. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I got a full stop, and I got to interrupt you right now. Oh, my gosh. We are so grateful for you. God love you. I would jump in front of a bullet for you people. Oh my gosh. You people. Oh my gosh. You're the reason why I got toilet paper yesterday.
I believe it. I totally believe that. I believe that. It's funny.
Everybody needs to right now. Everybody needs to keep Athena in their prayers because she's bringing you things. So like everybody needs to include her in prayers to make sure like she's like super healthy. Because we can't have you getting sick and nobody else getting sick from you. So we're going to make sure that. I'm taking up your time. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. I do the Super Beats thing. I'm pretty dang healthy. But what I'm calling about, and I know it's bill passed, right? But I heard that AOC is like, I'm not going to sign the bill because it doesn't include illegal immigrants. And I'm like, they don't even pay into the freaking taxes. Why should they get some of our money back? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And
I don't think she does either.
Yeah.
She's like the female Biden.
Oh, Lord, she's first. Anyway, but my gratitude is for Trump being our president and that I have a job. So I'm good. So take care and everybody be healthy.
Thank you. And you too. Thank you, Athena, for calling in. We appreciate you. Woo. Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, my gosh, for real. Yeah, like that was able because apparently Costco got a delivery, but like then it was gone in a minute and 20 some odd seconds. And then they limited everybody to one package. And I'm like, I have an industrial roll of one ply, but that's one ply. It like disintegrates if you look at it. But if worse comes to worse, like it can't even hold up under the weight of your gaze. Like what else is supposed to happen? All right, I got time for one more. I want to get Anna from North Carolina on line one. Anna, welcome to the show. Happy Quarantine Friday to you.
Hey, Dana. I can't believe I actually got through to you. I just called you. The reason I'm calling is I live in Wake Forest, North Carolina, and apparently as of 5 p.m. today, we are on shelter in place, which means we're not supposed to go out unless it's absolutely necessary and blah, blah, blah. So I went to my neighbor who's outside mowing his yard to ask him, what does this really mean? Because he's a pharmacist. And he said he's been working 6 days, 10 hours a day, him and his wife. And he said, oh, you can go to grocery, you can do this, you can do that. And I said, otherwise, I'm not supposed to go out. Can I walk my dog? He said, oh, yeah, you can do that, you know, the normal. Well, yesterday when I went out to walk my dog, I saw a couple of my older neighbors, gentlemen, and I told them, have you heard the news that it's not as bad as everybody thought, because the study this was based off of turned out to be bogus. And they just looked at me like I had two heads, and that what they were so like, well, 3,000 people tested positive. I said, yeah, that's because we're testing more. This has been around for a few months, not just, what, the end of February or March 1st? And as I was telling the call screener, I'm 63. I'm healthy. I'm not worried about this virus. I'm worried about the panic that it's causing in people's minds, because people that I thought were logical people are freaking out, and this is all they can think about. And
you learn who has their stuff together during a time of profound change.
And like, I'm Catholic, and our church is shut down. They just now closed what's called Adoration Chapel, which is open 24 hours, and people rotate in there to sit alone with Jesus and pray for an hour. And it's just, you just sign up and do it. And I was just informed that's closed. So I'm like, so now we don't even have anywhere to go as a community, for whatever size, to pray together and feel, you know, strength through each other. And I'm like, okay, what it's showing me is people that I thought I could trust in whatever, in this panic mode, I can't. So I'm right. Once this clears, my house is going on the market, and I'm going to try to move to the reddest state with the reddest county with the reddest town, and
Texas.
Just live the rest of my life out there.
Texas.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm. Texas or Tennessee? Because
Tennessee's pretty nice too. Pretty nice as well. Well, and I appreciate you calling in. God bless you. And letting us kind of know what's happening there. Two things really quick. I want to play, as she was discussing, audio sound by 10. This is what Dr. Birx had to say.
I'm sure many of you saw the recent report out of the UK about them adjusting completely their needs. This is really quite important. If you remember, that was the report that said there would be 500,000 deaths in the UK and 2.2 million deaths in the United States. They've adjusted that number in the UK to 20,000. So half a million to 20,000. We're looking into this in great detail to understand that adjustment.
So a lot of that, too, it's based on our behavior. It's based on our behavior. And, you know, it's the whole idea of flattening the curve. Last but not least, two really quick things. I know we got to go. But Kane Stein,
we're out of time.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. Really quickly. I think that this is finally social media is being taken over by the divine to be used for good, number one. And number two, church isn't a building. It's where you go. And I think that everybody is being forced to. I think one way of looking at this is we're all forced to stop being casual Christians and we got to worship in our homes. Whoa. Well, I went long last segment. It's my fault. No one else's. So I apologize. DanaLash.com. Folks, be well and have a great weekend.